Hello, everyone. This is David Hughes with the Corporate Marketing Group at Worldwide Technology, and we're welcoming you to the latest episode of WWT's Tech 17 podcast series. Our Tech 17 podcast series brings together subject matter experts from WWT, our partners, and occasionally customers also to discuss important tech topics in the enterprise space. So today we've got a very interesting topic we're going to be talking about. And it basically is going to apply to analytics for application security and policy enforcement, specifically in cloud-managed networks. And we're going to tie this into a presentation and a sponsorship we have for the DevNet Create conference that's coming up by the time this podcast drops, probably in the next week or so. And to help explain this to me and to all of us is Joel King, one of our subject matter experts here at WWT. So, Joel, thanks for joining us today on the podcast.
Thank you, and thanks for the opportunity to talk to the audience. So I'm Joel King. I'm a principal architect here at Worldwide Technology. I've been here for about 5 years, and I focus on software-defined networking and network programmability, and also how that ties into security and security policy within today's networks.
Okay. And Joel, you're joining us from Raleigh, North Carolina today, correct?
That's right. Before working for Worldwide, I worked for Cisco for many years and also for NetApp here in Research Triangle Park.
Okay, great. And I'm here at our global headquarters here in St. Louis today. So again, just to kind of kick things off, again, that's the topic we're going to be talking about, you know, relating to the analytics for application security and policy enforcement. It's, hopefully this podcast will really provide some keen insight into, you know, how network security will, you know, evolve in the next 4 or 5 years, providing a zero trust model enabled through telemetry streaming, analytics, and policy publishing. And all this will be using automation to help implement policy through application programming interfaces, or APIs, in cloud-managed networks. So we're kind of coinciding this podcast with the Cisco DevNet Create Conference, which is coming up in Mountain View, California. I believe it's April 24th and 25th, and Worldwide is a sponsor, and they'll be contributing to the Tech Talks at DevNet Create. And I believe, Joel, that DevNet Create's been around since 2017, and we've been, primary sponsors to this community since it started. So really, DevNet Create is, you know, the conference is focused on enabling developers, infrastructure, and DevOps engineers to really write software which integrates with the application programming interfaces of Cisco products. So I think, Joel, just to kick things off, if you could just kind of start off telling our listeners a little bit about really, you know, what is the importance of this initiative?
Well, that's a good question. And Cisco's being very forward in their thinking here. They understand that networking is evolving very rapidly in the past few years from being a closed system that runs on physical hardware to really being more into this software-defined networking or SDN space, that each of the devices in the network have or should have an API that exposes the configuration and the statistics and the telemetry off of those devices. And as networks get larger and larger in size and scale, it becomes a necessity that you access that information programmatically. So, it's really an industry shift, and Cisco is at the forefront of that transaction between the old way of doing things and the new way of doing things.
Okay. So, I guess, you know, traditionally Cisco has sold routers and switches. So, are the APIs really only for those devices?
Well, Cisco is really looking and moving towards a software-based future. Recently, there was a computerweekly.com article that was titled, and I thought it was an interesting title, Coders and Developers, the New Heroes of the Network. So this article was an interview by Susie Wee, who is the chief technology officer of DevNet Create, this developer program. And Susie certainly will be there at the event. And she's also responsible for DevNet, and DevNet is Cisco's developer program. So DevNet Create is the annual users conference for that program. Developer.cisco.com is the webpage for that program. And in this article, they highlighted one of the software development projects that I've worked on, which we're going to talk about at DevNet, and they linked that off what they call the DevNet Code Exchange. So the Code Exchange is a portal that Cisco has developed that provides a curated clearinghouse for software that integrate with these different products. So it's not just routers and switches. It's other devices that Cisco and other software solutions that Cisco sell as well.
Okay. Can you tell us a little more about that project, Joel?
Yes. Last year, I started working on this solution to really kick off a talk at Ansible Fest. And the solution itself is very, very much in alignment with the DevNet Create mission statement. So Cisco has developed a solution called Tetration Analytics. And Tetration Analytics is a combination of open source software and also software that Cisco has developed. It's a platform. It is a very large rack of servers, and the software agents reside on hosts in the data center, in the cloud, and so on. But these agents gather telemetry from these servers and also from the network in a data center or in a cloud. It analyzes the communication between different applications, and then it allows you to publish this data. So what we're working on specifically as a use case within our internal IT department, we have network and security admins that are using Tetration to publish the results of this analysis so that the data resides on a message bus.
Okay, so I have to ask, Joel, what's a message bus?
Yeah, we get a little bit technical here now, but that's okay. So a message bus in general is just a piece of software that allow communications between systems. So it is a protocol, if you will, that has defined commands and a defined data model or description of the data. So in the case of Tetration, it was really designed to scale for large scalability. So their software architecture to provide this message bus or this communications subsystem is really primarily two open source initiatives. So we often think of Cisco being, writes iOS software for routers and switches, but in this case, they're actually using open source software, Kafka and Google Protocol Buffers, in this Tetration Analytics. Kafka was developed at LinkedIn. Google developed Protocol Buffers, and Protocol Buffers are used for the communication between most of the machine-to-machine communication at Google. So both of these concepts and this software offering Cisco pulled together and implemented in the Tetration Analytics because it provides scalability. Very large messages exchange between lots of different systems. So the whole thing, the scalability piece, the size of networks growing, the amount of data that we're dealing with is increasing as well.
Okay. So, there's always been a lot of buzz around APIs. So can you, Joel, maybe describe a situation where an API would be used instead of a message bus?
Well, that's a good question. That's a very good question. APIs are application programming interfaces. That's really I look at that as being the first step. So we're enabling a software-defined infrastructure. And as I said earlier, these different devices in a network often expose an API to allow you to communicate with them programmatically. In the past, the network engineer would configure a router or switch using Telnet or SSH, get a terminal session to the device, and then they would do the configuration on the CLI or the command line interface. APIs are an alternative. It's a way to provide a programmatic interface in that device with structured data that we can process through our computer. So the thing about APIs are is they're very good for interfacing to a single device. But as I said, the size of networks are growing. The amount of data that we're processing is growing. So as this volume of data expands, APIs are relatively simple, but they don't really scale. So for example, so I look at APIs as a first step, but the concept of machine-to-machine communication is evolving as well. So another example is GraphQL. So GraphQL or Graph Query Language is a query language for APIs, and its sole intent is to minimize the amount of data that has to go back and forth between these two systems, eliminating a lot of redundancy. So it gives the client the ability to consume that API, but only ask for certain pieces of data. So the overarching theme to really what we're talking about here today is the fact that data, you know, people say data is the new oil, and that we're rapidly getting into a phase where scalability is very important in this machine-to-machine communications.
So just to focus a little bit on that scalability issue, Joel. So is that really an issue only for, say, the largest customers that we have here at WWT?
Well, we at WWT work with a lot of large global enterprise customers, global finance customers, very big networks. But even if you look at, let's say, a regional bank or a utility company, I mean, you'd be amazed at how many routers and switches that they have in their network. So some of the public sector organizations, some of the school districts in the large metro areas, they have a lot of devices in their network. So it's not uncommon, even in what I would call like a mid-tier company, to have 10,000 or more branch routers in their network. And as we add more and more virtual machines in the data centers, I mean, the scale is important not only to the large financials and the large utilities, but, you know, regional banks and public sector as well. We're looking at working with our IT department in their data center migration, and they're using the Tetration Analytics for this application dependency mapping, in other words, to create policy. And, you know, as we started looking at the live data off of that use cases, our IT department says, Joel, we can't do this manually anymore. The number of policy entries that we would have to migrate from our existing legacy network to the new ACI fabric is just too much to deal with manually. So the code that I wrote last year, and I'm going to talk about it, DevNet Create, extracts policy in software from this Tetration Network Policy Publisher, and we're using that in our migration. And that's what we're really going to talk about at the session at DevNet Create is the evolution of that project and how we're consuming that data.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe just to kind of wrap things up here, Joel. So, you know, we talked about at the top about the that this topic, among others, is going to be discussed and presented at DevNet Create in Mountain View at the end of April. So besides this topic, obviously, that, you know, we think, people would be interested in, just kind of overall. I mean, if I'm a network engineer at a large enterprise, why would I want to attend DevNet Create?
So I think what I'm seeing here in the past, let's say 6 months to a year, a lot of the customers that we've talked to is they realize that to operate their networks, whether it's a data center network or a campus and branch environment, a WAN environment, their network engineers need new skills and they need a new focus. So network engineers today, to be successful and to bring value to their organization, they need to have at least a fundamental sound understanding of programmability concepts, how APIs work, how systems can be integrated with APIs, some concept of a message bus. Databases, I think, is critically important. And of course, these query languages we talked about. So one of the things I think is important with DevNet Create is that it is a community. They've developed it as a community. It's engineers, it's networking folks, it's application developers. It's really a great way for a network engineer to get exposed to some of these concepts that have been more traditionally in the computer science world and not network engineering. So it gives them a new perspective. It's a way to broaden their horizons and learn new things.
Yeah, which in the end is going to make them more valuable back at their own organizations, which is something we all like to do.
Exactly.
Right. So again, Joel, thanks for joining us today on Tech 17.
Okay, thank you, and I hope to see everybody at DevNet Create.
Okay, great. Well, and again, to our listeners, that wraps up our latest episode of Tech 17. Thanking Joel again for joining us on this episode. And you know, for our listeners, again, please subscribe to Tech 17. As I always say, it's free. And if you subscribe, you can not only listen to this episode, but you can tap back into all the previous episodes. I think we're up to 44 now, going back to the end of 2016. So there's a lot of great episodes that you can catch up on. And so the podcast is available on iTunes and all platforms where podcasts are available. As well, in the episode notes, we'll have some links to, you know, some of the topics that Joel covered, just a little deeper dive into some of the subject matter that we talked about today. Plus, we'll have some information on the DevNet Create conference itself that you can look at if you're interested in getting some more information, checking it out, and maybe attending yourself. So again, check those notes out as well. So again, thanks for joining us on Tech 17, and we'll see you next time.